Next topic. Maybe we could go to the investigative reports department.
Sure, yeah. So last time we talked about reviewing public toilets in the Tenderloin. I didn't do that, but I did go to a place called Urban Burger in the Mission District here in San Francisco. Urban Burger is kind of one of these new hamburger joints that's kind of cropping up, and they're sort of, I don't know, like clean and art deco-y in the decoration.
Is it kind of like Chipotle almost, but burgers?
Yeah, but they're not a big chain. I think it's
well, yeah, but I mean, like, when you go into Chipotle, it's all very clean and industrial and like metallic kind of.
Not quite at that level. They also have some of that sort of old diner feel, but it's very, in a way, it's kind of like, it feels like you're in sort of a hipstery restaurant. They spell it Urban Burger.
Good, that's good. That's
B-U-N. I'm not sure if you're supposed to pronounce it Urban Burger or Urban Burger. And if you're supposed to pronounce it Urban Burger, I'm like, why don't you just spell it with an A? But anyway, clever spellings. I think we can talk about how we feel about, like, quote-unquote clever spellings at another time. But generally, here are my impressions. What I ordered was a hamburger with cheddar cheese, avocado, and grilled onions. It came with French fries. It came with lettuce and tomato. It may have come with not grilled onions also. It also had barbecue sauce on it.
That sounds like the perfect burger for differentiating a burger place. Like, it has all, like, I mean, there's fixings, which are, like, pretty much, like, you can't go wrong with, but also, like, the whole experience, if they do it right, they cut the avocado right, they, like, grill the onions right, they do the meat right, they do the bread right. Mm-hmm. It could, like, you know, the difference between that burger served at Urban Burger and that burger served at, like, Carl's Jr. is probably, like, night and day.
That's true.
Lace Loam and Hope.
Well, that's what we're about to get into.
All right, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
So, let me say also, I ordered a chocolate malt milkshake.
Also very differentiable.
Yeah, yeah.
They have one of those at Wendy's, I think.
They do, or a Frosty.
Okay, okay. Yeah,
which might be a milk product.
may or may not.
So, the burger was a very good burger.
Okay.
Nice and tasty, you know, cooked to a nice sort of medium level, juicy. The grilled onions, very good. The cheese, nice. The barbecue sauce, good. Avocado's good. The French fries, a little on the scrawny side. I kind of prefer...
Like thin.
Yeah, really thin and like, almost like...
In-N-Out-ish.
Yeah, but not even, like, In-N-Out, you can sort of taste the potato in there. Like,
yeah,
these were a little on the cheap end of the French fry scale. The chocolate malted milkshake, very good. It had whipped cream on top.
Oh, boy.
It was large. I would say overall the food experience gave me diarrhea later on, which, you know, I gotta say, if you have a milkshake and a burger and they give you diarrhea, then it's like pretty good. It's like right up there on the high end burger and shake level. The problem is, though,
I still have diarrhea.
No, only one shot, you know. The problem is they've bought wholeheartedly into the San Francisco price scale. How much would a hamburger or a cheeseburger and a milkshake cost, do you think, at sort of a traditional location?
Well, like, I guess it's different. It's just be like the fast food kind of place, or like Chili's.
We're not talking.
Like
we're going past fast food. We're not
this
saying
is
McDonald's.
The this is the $6 burger or whatever,
yeah,
kind of thing,
yeah,
right? So I guess if you're in San Francisco and you're on Valencia and you bought a burger with all those fixings, like avocado would cost you $1, grilled onions would cost you $1, malt would be like $4.55, the burger itself is probably like $6, you know. So I guess that costs you like $16.
It cost me over $17.
Yes.
It was a pretty good guess right there. But that, I find that a little bit over the top. So here's the thing about my review. I really liked the food.
Yeah.
With the exception of the fries that were a little weak. I really enjoyed my burger and I really enjoyed my shake. I'm not going to go back there, though.
Because of the price.
Because of the price. Yeah, I'm priced out of that.
What if I gave you, like, a gift certificate? You'd be like, yes.
Well, I'd be like, I could probably still find a better, I mean, a good burger elsewhere. This was not the greatest burger I've had in my life, but it was a good burger. And well better than fast food and not disappointing in any way.
Right.
I would gladly go and pay for that burger and shake experience. I would pay $10
max. Or so.
Yeah.
Even with the malt?
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't think... Are you talking about a malt versus a chocolate?
No, no, even with the beverage.
Yeah, I think...
I mean, the beverage, I feel like it's hard... You'd be hard-pressed to find any place. Even, like, Wendy's is probably going to cost you, like, $2.50 or $3. Right, and then...
I don't know. I think you can go to, like... I mean, comparing Wendy's or... All
right,
or
so forget about Wendy's,
not,
but, like, if you went to any, like, normal burger place...
You go to an older diner or whatever, and you can get a $2.50 milkshake, I think.
I don't know.
I think you can.
All right.
But
still, if it was $2.50, that still leaves you $7.50 for the burger with avocado, grilled onions, and fries.
Yeah. This was about a $12 burger or a $13 burger.
Maybe I'm just like, I've lived in San Francisco too long.
I think maybe. I'm telling you what acceptable prices for burgers are. And Urban Burger, if you guys are listening, I really like your product, but I can't afford to go and visit you anymore.
Yeah, I guess they don't really have that problem, I think.
They probably don't. Well, you never know. I mean, these businesses along that area, they pop up and down.
They really do.
Like popcorn.
All right, good review. Oh, did you get a number?
Let's give Urban Burger. Okay, I'll break it down a bit. Food, I'll give it a 8.6.
8.6, all right.
Yeah, though the French fries, if rated alone, I would give a like 5.
Hmm.
The ambiance was not at all.
It was kind of sterile.
It was sort of fine. So I'd give that the 7.5, which is the fine grade.
that's right.
then what else were we looking? The menu was, you had lots of options, so I would say that that is a pretty good menu, though the pricing is something that I'm not going to go to again, unless it's like a special occasion and friends are like, oh, let's go to Urban Burger, but I think I'm the only person who likes hamburgers.
So overall, you give it like a 5.
Overall, I would say if you are a person who's willing to spend up to $20 on your own meal at a burger joint,
right,
then this is a high rating place.
So for a business lunch or dinner, you would definitely recommend it.
Well, are you going to take a business partner to a burger joint?
So, I mean, you know, for a startup. if you're going to business dinner.
If you are 23 years old and you are programming Flash games and you're startup, then this is definitely a place to take potential
business
partners. Yeah, but if you are a business executive and you need
and you're wearing a suit.
Yeah, if you're wearing a suit, this is not your place.
All right.
But overall, very good food, nice service, but sorry, can't afford you.
All right.